Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Stephen Belber's new play, The Dizzy Little Dance of Russell DiFinaldi, will be part of New York Stage and Film and Vassar College's Reading Festival this weekend. A sprawling modern American epic about Russell DiFinaldi and his brother Jerry, two men trying to figure out what it means to do good in the world. David Cromer directs the reading, and it stars Finn Wittrock. Finn Wittrock co-starred on American Horror Story Freak Show and in HBO's The Normal Heart. He also starred alongside Philip Seymour Hoffman in the most recent Broadway revival of Death of a Salesman. He joins us now. Finn, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Good to be here.
So we're going to talk about the beautiful new art that you're creating here in a minute. But first, we have to talk about American Horror Story. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Talk about beautiful art, you know.
When you took on that role, when you took on the role of Dandy, how did you find your inner terrible sociopath? Like, how did you have to work that out? What kind of preparation goes into being so awful?
We've all got a little Dandy in us, you know?
I hope not.
look close enough. You know, I had the benefit of some writers who were taking great fun risks. Ryan Murphy had a concept that was so outside the box that it kind of harkened to my, like, theater roots, I think, a little. You know, like, any risk is okay. You know, like, we can really go for it. And I don't know, I think you find your own sort of, you do find your own inner child, and that the inner child is not always a nice child. You know, there's a lot of ego in your inner child, and if you think about that little guy never really having matured past the point of the infant mentality, which is like the whole world exists to please me, you know. And I don't know, sure, I watched Anthony Perkins and Psycho and things, but I don't know that that really influenced me as much as kind of going back to the infant brain, as funny as that sounds, and then just like committing to bathing in blood, you know.
Yeah. Was there any hesitation to take on the role, knowing that your profile would grow and then people who didn't know you before would associate you with your character?
You don't know all of that. Right. You know, you definitely know. I definitely knew that I was going into a show that had a kind of substantial, somewhat rabid fan base, you know, and so that's going to have an effect. But you really don't know how the character is going to evolve. And Ryan's brilliant about getting actors to get on board before you quite know what we're in for. So you're kind of like waiting for the next script to see what mayhem you're going to cause next. And so all of a sudden you're just there, and you're in the skin of the character, and you're just kind of playing it by ear. There wasn't really hesitation. No, I kind of went into it head first and was happily surprised that that the reaction's been so bizarrely positive.
Well, I mean, it is an outstandingly dedicated performance, absolutely.
Oh, thanks.
So it seems like Ryan Murphy inspires people to go with him.
Definitely. He creates a kind of old-fashioned rep company. Mm-hmm. So you know that you're going to be in the company of great actors, no matter what you do. And you know that whatever is cooking in his brain is going to be something that's pushed the boundary of what he's done last. You know, he's always seems to be trying to outdo himself with each new show. So you know that it's never going to be boring, at least, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's actually kind of a big incentive, you know? Let's do something that's going to be outside the box, you know? And it'll be full of surprises and, you know, who knows if it'll work or not, but let's, like, just take the risk. And that's exciting and fun. Luckily, it seems to have worked out.
So speaking of exciting risks, putting up a new reading must be fairly exciting. And there's also, well, at Powerhouse, there's not as much risk associated because the whole point is to work on it. But what do you like about developing a new project, being here for the reading that you're doing now?
Yeah, well, there's a really kind of nurturing environment here for writers especially, and kind of a domino effect then with acting and directors. Like, we kind of feel like a home kind of feeling, you know, like we're here and we can fall on our face and fail and no one's going to fire us, you know? It's all the kind of joy and excitement of having a rehearsal process without the strain and pressure of actually having to put up a show. So it's like kind of, for an actor, it's great, you know? You're just getting to like explore and dig into some new material and see it change and grow and struggle with the playwright and be enthusiastic when you are and find problems when you do. And then And then you go home and you don't have to like worry about it, you know? I mean, hopefully we think one day we'll put it up, you know, and then actually like have a production. And so that's kind of the great hope. You're kind of nurturing some little seed right now, like planting it and putting it in the ground and then hoping someday that it blossoms and hopefully that you're along for the ride. Yeah.
Tell me about the show that you're doing the reading of here. What is the sort of story of it, and how did you come to participate in this reading?
So it's called The Dizzy Little Dance of Russell D. Fainaldi. It's hardly a little dance. It's by Stephen Belber, who wrote the great play Tape and was also part of the Tectonic Theater Project. That's how I first heard about him, from Laramie Project. I had done that play in L.A., and he's actually in the play because the playwrights are themselves in the play. So I actually played Stephen Belber at one point. About a year and a half ago, kind of got a call out of the blue that would I like to do this reading, and it was at the Labyrinth, the late Phil Hoffman's company, and did a reading of it. And then he's had a couple other incarnations that I haven't been able to do, and then I found out about this, and I was like, I have the week. I'm flying to New York. Let's make it happen. It's a play about a guy and his friends and family who are all in the business of trying to do good. They're all basically altruists. He is like trying to do good for the world somehow, and it always keeps messing up. He keeps kind of going down one path, at one point kind of has a sort of Blackwater or Halliburton sort of career, and then winds up doing really bad things over in Mali, and then he works for Goldman Sachs, thinking that because he can like make a lot of money and donate it, but then he ends up being a part of the housing collapse. And so he kind of goes into all these projects very altruistically, idealistic, and then keeps getting disillusioned and kind of keeps getting corrupted and kind of accidentally finding himself in terrible situations and actually doing harm rather than good. And so it's kind of, I think it's a, in a lot of ways, about how, what is giving back, you know, what is humanitarian work, like what are the challenges and implications of like trying to help the world, and how can we do that with care and actually have an impact, and how hard that is to actually do. And the structure of the play is really fun, especially as an actor, because we jump around all around his life. It's almost a mashup. It's almost like a film in a way, because we're like the first scene, I'm 28, like having a big fight with my brother, and then we cut to 1983, and I'm 5 years old, and then I'm 19 going off to the military, and then we jump like forward in time and backward in time, and that is his dizzy little dance as his mind starts to kind of unravel, and the time and place starts to get blurred. So it's very ambitious. It's very big. The language is beautiful. It's definitely, there's changes happening every day. So it's a very, very rich play. Yeah.
You play you at all of the ages.
Yes. I play Russell at every age. Yes. Yes. And all the actors do. And a lot of the actors, the other guys like play multiple parts, and some of them play like ghosts of my great dead grandfather. And it's kind of no holds barred, you know. It's a very theatrical. It's funny. I just said it's like film, and now I'm like, it's very theatrical. But it's weirdly both. So yeah, I play. Yeah, I even play like 45-year-old Russell in like 2019. It's a fun, daunting, ambitious challenge.
And the different ages, since it sounds like it's whipping back and forth so frequently, must be done through physicality, not through makeup.
Yeah, yeah. There would be no way to put on makeup, because it's literally like scene to scene. I think the one effect we'll have in the reading is like you'll just see the year, what it is, like throughout the scene, and that's like your whole clue.
That sounds like it'll be helpful.
A little bit. Maybe, you know, we know our audiences are very smart, but you know, for all of a sudden I'm talking like a 5-year-old, they might be a little confused, or just think I'm even crazier than they thought I was originally.
David Cromer directs. Was he directing when you did it before, or has he joined recently?
He's joined recently. This was an awesome addition, also a great incentive to do it. I worked with David in Chicago at the Goodman with Diane Lane on Sweetbird of Youth, which was a dream, a really, really hard, beautiful, kind of impossible play. And I think for David, it was kind of a big deal because he was coming back to Chicago. He had kind of worked in Chicago for 20 years, gone to New York,
had a huge hit with Our Town, and then kind of was working in New York forever, and then this was like his coming back to the Goodman. So you kind of felt this residual epic quality to it. And I got to know him really well, and tried to like work together since, and hasn't really worked out. So this was a great chance to do it again. And he is so good at his job.
So you mentioned earlier in our conversation getting back to your theatrical roots, which you seem to be doing a fairly good job of juggling, doing plays and doing TV in some movies, and probably more and more movies, and more TV. How do you decide what you'll do? I mean, I realize you have to audition and be asked to do things, but how do you know what you'll juggle, and how important is it to you to keep getting back to the stage?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's actually kind of a big, like, the question I'm asking myself a lot. It's been important to me to keep my foot in the door of the theater community, and that's like a big reason why I'm here. You know, I've been very blessed to last like 2-3 years with film and TV stuff, which I'm being challenged by. But like, theater is a kind of drug that you can't replace with any other kind of drug. You know, that said, it's really hard to do a play. Like, it's hard to work out this schedule. You have to like commit yourself to at least 3 months, and there's no like going and doing a film on the side, you know, like, right. Once you're in a play, you're in a play. And also it just takes a lot of headspace. And if it's a play worth its salt, like, takes a lot out of you. So it has to be the right play. And that's what's hard, is like, I've been come close to a few things, and it's like, it's just not quite enough. I can't commit myself to this yet, you know? And so making that decision is tough, because, you know, once you know that you're going to plunge in, you're going to be there 1,000%, you know? And so it's like, am I ready to really do that, you know? But yeah, like I say, theater is like, it's how I began acting. It's been, it's launched my career. It's also like informed all my, whatever artistic knowledge I have is all from it. So I have like almost, I feel like almost the duty, not in a bad way, but like, I feel like it's my job to go back at some point and do a play. So hopefully it'll happen soon. Yeah.
Finn, thank you for speaking with me today. It's good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Finn Wittrock stars in a staged reading of The Dizzy Little Dance of Russell DiFinaldi by Stephen Belber, directed by David Cromer, and part of this weekend's Powerhouse Theater Reading Festival, Sunday, 2 p.m., presented by New York Stage and Film and Vassar College. For more information, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.